This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Republican Congressman-elect George Santos is facing growing criticism for many lies he's told, creating the possibility that he'll be ousted from Congress and tried on charges of fraud, among other things. The Long Island Republican faces a probable probe by the House Ethics Committee. Santos, 34, is also under scrutiny by federal, state, and local authorities who are looking into potential criminal wrongdoing, including where he got $700,000 that he loaned his own campaign. Now, Santos has admitted to stealing a man's checkbook that was in his mother's possession to purchase clothing and shoes in 2008. The criminal case filed against him in Brazil is for the incident when Santos stole the checkbook of a man for whom his mother was working as a nurse. Police had suspended the investigation into Santos because they were unable to find him for nearly a decade, but law enforcement officials in Brazil will reinstate fraud charges against the New York Republican. Along with the criminal charges, Santos is facing calls to resign his seat for many lies he's told, including that he attended Horace Mann Preparatory School in the Bronx. He didn't. That he got college degrees in finance and economics from Baruch College and New York University. He didn't. That he worked for Citigroup and Goldman Sachs. Untrue. That his grandparents escaped the Holocaust when, in fact, Santos's maternal grandparents were both born in Brazil and his paternal grandparents weren't in Europe. Santos claimed on his campaign website that his mother was an executive at a financial company who died in the South Tower on September 11, 2001. In fact, she died December 23, 2016, at Elmhurst Hospital Hospice. Santos's mother had worked as a housekeeper. Santos also claims he's the first openly gay, non-incumbent Republican elected to Congress. But last month, the Daily Beast unearthed court records that show he was previously married to a woman before their relationship ended in a September 2019 divorce less than 2 weeks before he filed paperwork to run for Congress. Walter Cunningham, the last surviving astronaut from the first successful manned space mission in NASA's Apollo program, died Tuesday in Houston. He was 90 years old. Cunningham was one of three astronauts aboard the 1968 Apollo 7 mission, an 11-day space flight that beamed live television broadcasts as they orbited Earth, paving the way for the moon landing less than a year later. Cunningham, then a civilian, crewed the mission with Navy Captain Walter M. Shearer and Don F. Isley, an Air Force major. Cunningham was the lunar module pilot on the space flight, which launched from Cape Kennedy Air Force Station, Florida, October 11th, and splashed down in the Atlantic Ocean south of Bermuda. NASA said that Cunningham, Isley, and Shearer flew a near-perfect mission. Their spacecraft performed so well that the agency set the next crew, Apollo 8, to orbit the moon as a prelude to the Apollo 11 moon landing in July 1969. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said Cunningham was above all an explorer whose work also laid the foundation for the agency's new Artemis moon program. Salesforce said it will cut approximately 10% of its workforce of 79,824 employees worldwide and reduce its real estate footprint, making it the latest tech company to slash expenses as broader economic uncertainty continues to hit Silicon Valley. Mark Benioff, Salesforce's chair and co-CEO, said most of the job cuts will take place over the coming weeks. Benioff said impacted employees in the U.S. will receive a minimum of nearly 5 months' pay, health insurance, career resources, and other benefits to help with their transition. Those outside the U.S. will receive a similar level of support, Benioff said. The firings are just the latest announcement from tech companies about layoffs. The video sharing platform Vimeo said it will cut approximately 11% of its workforce, and tech firms including Amazon and Meta have announced company-wide layoffs. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.